I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
On the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented as always by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. A lot to do in the show today. We'll look at Survivor for week number 4. I have a feeling Aaron and I might have to try to persuade Joe in a direction we're thinking here in our Survivor pick for week number 4. We'll get there. We'll get there. Joe's already afraid.
It's stressing me out.
We'll be fine. We got it. We got this. Joe knows coming up in 20 minutes. Ben Brown, Pro Football Focus next hour. But right now it is time for our power rankings. Top 5 teams in the NFL right now. We do them every week. We've had a lot of agreement last couple of weeks. We had a little shakeup here. We had the best teams lose or the top team lose. We had some other teams. Yeah. There's 2-3-0 teams. How do we rank these teams? I found this week difficult. This was the most difficult one so far. I wrote down 8 teams. Like, I like 8 teams, and I had to parse that down to 5. After that, then it's like a few teams maybe in that 10 to 12 range that belong. But I think there's 8 good teams right now, like really good teams. And I had to try to find my top 5. I'll go first this week. I'll start us off, and then we'll go around. Here's how I did this. At number 1, despite the loss, I left the Buffalo Bills at number 1. I think there was a lot in that game, and we talked about the last couple of days, that was weird, just strange, the way they lost that football game. Do I have it on my radar that they just can't seem to win a close game? I do, but I'm not going to knock them off at number 1 for that yet. Now, if they lose 3 more of these close games, I think we have to continue to talk about it, but they dominated most of that football game. They had a fumble, they had a ball that skipped by Allen, they had weird issues in that game, the special teams. I still think the Buffalo Bills are the best team in the NFL right now. They're my number 1. At number 2, I moved them up. How could I not? The Philadelphia Eagles are number 2. They're 3-0. They look dominant right now. I don't even think they've played their best. That's the craziest part. They've had issues in all these games. First week, they didn't block the pass block well. Second week, special teams. Last week, they didn't score in the second half. I mean, they did nothing in offense 2 weeks in a row in the second half, yet they're plus 36 at point differential. Eagles at number 2. At number 3, I didn't know what to do with them. I had them in last week. I felt like I had to move them up after winning a game that was impressive because they shouldn't have won it. I have the Dolphins at number 3. They're on my radar as not this good, but in this moment, they've beaten the Ravens and Bills. They beat the Patriots, Ravens, and Bills in back-to-back week. I mean, they get credit for me for doing that. That's really impressive. Dolphins at number 3. At 4, this is where I started to not know what to do. I put the Ravens back in my top 5. The win in Foxborough. Wow. Yeah, they're one quarter. They've had one bad quarter this season. They lead the NFL in points per game. And their defense had one ugly quarter, and that's why they're 2-1. I mean, without that fourth quarter, aren't they in everyone's top 5? Maybe they're number 1 in some power rankings in the NFL right now. I have the Ravens at number 4. Big bounce back. Lamar's playing the best football he's ever played. I think he's playing better right now than he did when he won the MVP. He's been electric. And at number 5, I put the Packers.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't love it. I thought Chiefs. I thought Bucks. But the Packers just beat him. I even thought about the Jaguars. But at number 5 right now, I put the Green Bay Packers. I thought it was an impressive win to go on the road to Tampa and win that game. But their defense really stood out, and they're winning without much on offense right now, at least moving the ball through the air. So I go Bills, Eagles, Dolphins, Ravens, Packers as my top 5. Aaron, You said ours are similar, so let's hear yours.
Wow, almost exactly the same. What? Okay, so number one, I've got the Bills. You know, they lost to the Dolphins, but one game isn't enough for me to knock them out of the top spot. Buffalo didn't have a secondary or a healthy offensive line. So they're still the best team, number one in DVOA. They've proven they're a strong, complete team. And they've looked way more dominant than any other team so far. So I'm going to keep them at one. Eagles up one spot from last week. You know, it's strange. I was thinking about their schedule. We've talked about how they have an easier schedule, but they've got some fun revenge games. I mean, we saw them sacking Carson Wentz 9 times. This week it's the Doug Peterson, and then they have the Zach Ertz revenge game coming up. But the Eagles just made it look really easy against Washington. It's really hard to find a weakness in this team, especially the way Jalen Hurts has been playing. He ranks 4th in EPA per dropback among all quarterbacks. The Eagles rank number 2 in DVOA, and offensively, the Eagles are 4th in DVOA. They do need to score more in the second half, but every time you see a weakness, I feel like they clean it up and they make an improvement. Right. I mean, it was their defense that was a concern the first week, and now they rank 6th in defense DVOA. It's coming along, so I like the Eagles. I think they're strong at number 2. This is where we're different. I kept the Chiefs in my top 3. The Chiefs do concern me a bit, but I don't want to drop them down too far yet. I mean, you've got Mahomes and Andy Reid, but the thing is, what do you have with the rest of the roster? That is what concerns me with this Chiefs team. But I still think they're dominant, and I don't want to overreact too much, but you know, it's kind of a wait and see for me. I'm keeping them. A shakeup. I put the Ravens back in my top 5. They're in at number 4. Lamar is playing out of his mind. It does concern me that he has to basically carry this team. They are 14 in total DVOA, but number 1 in offense DVOA. Baltimore's defense is a concern. Obviously we've seen that, but upcoming games, Bills, Bengals, Giants, Browns, Bucks. This is a tough test for the Ravens. We're going to have to see who they are with this upcoming schedule. They're going to be tested here. Number 5, I got the Packers as well. And a lot of it does have to do with their schedule. They've got Aaron Rodgers. They've got stability. It isn't going to be pretty for them, but the defense has really stepped up. And, you know, they've won a tough game against the Bucks. So I think because of their upcoming schedule and just the consistency that I think we have with Aaron Rodgers and their head coach, I think they're a strong number 5 here. And then I did put the Dolphins in. I texted Joe G. It pains me to admit, but they
no, it
if
doesn't.
You look at their DVOA, number 11, yes. It could suggest that they might be fraudulent. So I'm not putting
them
in, but I'm not backing off my bet this week. But you know, my antenna is up on them. We'll see how Tua's back is. So I'll just leave it at that.
If they win Thursday at Cincinnati, will you put them in your top 5?
Probably. I have to see how everyone else does, but yeah, probably.
I think the 4-0 and a rookie head coach goes on the road and takes down Joe Burrow, it's going to be
with a banged up quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they beat Lamar, Allen, and Burrow in back-to-back weeks, they're in.
You've got to be in. Yeah. Yeah. They were
and Belichick. Yeah. Right. Look at the coaches.
And Harbaugh.
Too.
Yeah.
I think it's hard when a team has been bad and like I've ragged on the Dolphins for so long in my head. I'm like, can I really consider them good now?
Might have. And look, after this week, look at that schedule. The other part is we want to sound smart, so let's get ahead of it. They're going to be like 7-8-1 or something. And then we don't have them in there. Let's get ahead of it a little bit.
They're the Cardinals. We'll see. They're this year's Cardinals. Yeah. I can see it already.
Which means in the end, we bet against them, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, they're 3-0, but they're ahead of it. All right. Interesting. One difference, you guys. The 3 spot. Joe had Miami, Aaron had KC. That's it. Everything else was the same.
Yeah.
Well, I had the Packers in and Aaron and not the Chiefs. That was it. So the Chiefs and Packers were the big difference, and then it'll shake up in the order.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Time for me to shake things up a little bit too.
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
We are 3-for-3. We are not moving Buffalo. Now, if you lose this week against Baltimore, would that push us to move Buffalo out of the number one spot? I guess it depends how it looks. Depends who's available for the Bills defense. I mean, they're missing their entire secondary. For that to be a game, I thought was pretty impressive. And the elements and just everything going on in that spot on the road, it's amazing. When I was looking at my power rankings from last week, just seeing what kind of adjustments I was going to take. 4 of my 5 lost straight up. 4 of my 5. And I didn't want to completely change everything. But I'm with you guys. Buffalo stays number one. Now this is where we're different. The rest of the way, we're different for the most part. I put Kansas City too. I think that was just as difficult of a spot for Kansas City on the road at Indy. In a must-win spot, because they can Colts can't start the season 0-3, or it might be really difficult for them to get back into the mix. And the way they lost, there's special team stuff going on in that game too. Kelce dropped a big pass, which we don't see. That's something we might not see the rest of the year. So I kept the Chiefs. I kept Pat Mahomes number two. If it happens again, okay, fine. Now I'm going to start to be concerned. But there's nobody I could say like Chiefs. Okay, we're removing the Bills from the conversation. I don't have the Chiefs as underdogs to anybody else in the league right now on a neutral field. So that's, in the end, that's what pushed me to put the Chiefs at number two. So it's staying the same from last week, even though both lost straight up. That's how much better I think they are than the rest of the pack, at least 1 and 2 with the MVPs in their quarterbacks. So I got Bills, Chiefs, then I go Eagles. I go Eagles there. Yeah, I agree that they haven't put together 4 full quarters. Let's see it happen. But I'm starting to wonder how much can they impress me with their schedule? When are they really going to be tested this year? Was the Vikings game a test? I don't know. I think we were kind of projecting a little bit on that. Do we really know if the Vikings are going to be a good team? Do we really know? I think we want them to be. We want that to be an explosive offense, but we're not quite sure. And that's been their toughest game so far. Now they've got Jacksonville. We'll see. You know, I was thinking about this. What did the Eagles lose this week? Do we have to put Jacksonville in the top 5? I mean, some of the metrics would suggest that we should.
Exactly.
All right. So I got Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, and a team that neither of you guys had. I put the Bucs in there. I put the Bucs. Even though they lost, I got Tom Brady, and I'm just thinking about all the players that they have out. They're still second in the NFC in the odds, and I think they should be. And I agree with that odds move, flipping Philly and Tampa Bay. And that's what I did in my ranking. So I still have Tampa Bay at number 4 overall. And we're getting Evans back this week. They have everybody out on offense. We've talked about it a million times. Tampa Bay, Kansas City this weekend. That's going to be fun. Somebody's going to probably move up here. We'll see. Possibility. Looking forward to that matchup. So I've got the Bucs 4, and I can't believe, in addition to the Bills spot, this is the other spot. We went 3-for-3. I put Green Bay 5. Wow. That's weird that we all agree on 1 and we all agree on 5. The Packers, we keep going over this, but they're finding ways to win. And I think that's what this entire season is going to be about, finding ways to win. And now they're running into an easy spot. We were talking about it with their win total of 10.5, how easy it's going to be for the next month. And we're going to wake up and they're going to be 6-1. And I think they're going to be talked about in the top 3. So I go Buffalo, KC, Philly, Tampa, Green Bay. Here's what I'm realizing after just 3 games. I have the NFC higher than I thought. And I have the rest of the AFC lower than I expected because I'm so down on that Ravens defense. The Dolphins, we'll see how legit they are. Now they've entered this conversation, but teams like the Chargers with everything fall apart. These other AFC title contenders, you know, I'm kind of down on right now. And, you know, maybe the top of the NFC is not as good as Buffalo, Kansas City, but they're pretty darn good. And we haven't even talked about the Rams, who just took care of business this past week.
Yeah, we haven't. Couple things that stood out compared to our list. I need to see the Chiefs play well against a good team. I'm not sure they've seen one yet. You know, their schedule for the season was like, oh, look at all these teams. Well, the Cardinals are awful. Okay, that week one, what am I going to do with that? Week two, that looked like a big win for the Chiefs. Maybe the Chargers aren't good, and they needed a pick six to win that game. You know, that, you know, and then last week they lost to a team in the Colts that still hasn't impressed anyone. So I wonder how good the Chiefs are, even though I think they're good. And then the Bucs, I know it's been injuries. I need to see them score 20 points offensively in a game before they're back in my top five. Mm-hmm. It's 3 weeks in a row. They need to get the ball in the end zone. They just can't score right now. So that's why I took them out.
Something else that I noticed, which kind of surprises me, and it just kind of hit me after the fact, and I don't know that it's smart on my end, is I put more on defense than you guys did. I'm downgrading the Ravens because their defense is so. Part of the reason I'm not worried about keeping the Bucs up there is because they have a top end defense. You know what I mean? With the Dolphins, part of the thing that worries me is they're giving up 6.3 yards per play. So right. that's part of it. Even though we know, I wonder, are we going to be more, should we take defense more into our handicapping this year with the scoring being down so much? There's a lot of interesting things that seem to be different early on in 2022.
Yeah, if you just look quickly at DVOA across the league, Tampa Bay is 27th on offense, first in defense. The Ravens are the mm-hmm. opposite. They're like the opposite sides of it. The Ravens are 18th. Defense first on offense. The other teams we had are kind of more balanced here to start the season. Certainly mm-hmm. something to keep an eye on. There are top five teams in the NFL right now. On the other side, Joe knows. You ask, Joe O answers your sports betting questions right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.